T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a weekly honor to have on our show the most popular Eagle, if not of all time, damn close, the great Jason Kelce, 2-0. Hi, Jason.
Angela, how we doing?
Well, I know you're doing pretty well. I'm getting word now you got a couple of new projects. Let's start with a third baby. Jason, congratulations. Kylie is pregnant?
Kylie is pregnant, yes. We're getting our third girl coming in February, most likely, hopefully. I'm happy about it, but also we barely got control of two of them right now, so we'll see how this goes.
And I predict you will continue to try until you get a rugged offensive lineman male. Am I right about that, Jason?
I don't know. With the way things are looking, Angela, I don't know how much longer we can keep trying here.
They are a lot to handle. I'm with you on that. And the other one is you have a new apparel line coming out. I'm looking at some of these things. I love your Brandon Gray one. Tell me what's going on with that, Jason.
Yeah, you know, I've been interested in starting a foundation for a while now, and it's kind of all come together here finally. And we've decided to kind of sell merchandise and apparel to raise funds that'll go back to, supporting Philadelphia's youth and giving kids opportunities to reach their potential. You know, I've been really fortunate to play a game and to be able to reach my dreams and play in the NFL for as long as I have. And a lot of that comes down to people that believed in me and supported me and inspired me. And that's what I want the brand to do. I want the brand to, one, be fun and something that Philadelphia is proud of, but also, two, be something that inspires and gives hope and encourages our young people in this city.
I don't know if I could even call them caricatures. The drawings of these teammates of yours are phenomenal. You got an artist for that? Yeah. That isn't you, right, Jason?
No, this is a Philadelphia artist, Bruno.
Oh.
We've partnered with pretty much everybody being in Philadelphia. That was a big emphasis of the foundation and the apparel line, was to really try and make this as Philadelphia of a product as we could. And there's an outstanding artist, Bruno. Athletes,
yep.
Works with Rec Philly, which is a kind of a hub for a lot of local Philadelphia artists in the area. And as soon as we saw the sketches, we knew he was the guy, and he did not disappoint.
Oh.
And hopefully this is just the beginning, but these initial sketches, I got to say, I don't know which one's my favorite. I like every single one of them, but he did such a great job.
Underdog PHL, and we'll be giving you more information as they get closer to the rollout. Tremendous course. Anything we can do to help, Jason, we're happy to do it. All right, let's talk about the offensive line, because there was a vast improvement from Detroit to facing the Vikings. Tell me what happened there. What did you guys clean up between the two games?
Well, we were all on the same page. You watch the Detroit game, there weren't too many guys getting beat physically or one-on-one and things like that. I mean, most of the issues that came in protection were, quite frankly, either my job to communicate better or just, you know, people not being on the same page or missing, their responsibility. Things that are all correctable, and we fixed that against, Minnesota. I think that Minnesota's defensive line, really freaking good. I don't know that we're going to see many fronts better than what those guys are across the board. So I think we're really, really happy with the performance that happened out there on Monday night against a really, really tough group. And it was a good bounce back game for us and for me in particular.
Jason, what's with all these? I guess that crew was really focused on it. Ineligible linemen downfield. You guys got nailed three times. They got the other guys once. What was was it any different than a normal game for you?
You know, we've run into this issue before last year at the beginning of last season, and you know, this is a big problem with it. Is we do a lot of the RPOs, and we want to be aggressive if we're going to run the ball, but we can't be too aggressive if we're going to throw the ball. So we have to really do a good job and be disciplined as an offensive line of not going downfield while also still creating a run lane if that ball is handed off. Then there's also a couple screens where guys left a little bit too early. They weren't timed up right. You know, I would love to bash officials and say that it was horseshit, but, I mean, we're downfield, and we got to stop doing that. We got to find a way to do our job and to open up holes and to time things up better so that we're not getting those penalties, because those can cost us, and they did cost us a couple of key drives and big plays throughout the game.
Hey, Jason, so you're on Monday Night Football, and they keep showing your family. We're seeing Travis there. It appeared that he had quite a nice beer. It was a large one. And your parents, your family. Does that affect you at all? I mean, you've been around the block a few times now, but does it make you want to play even stronger because your family's right there in the building?
Yeah, I think it does. I think whenever people have come out of their way to come in town, you know, as my mom, we were celebrating her 70th birthday, which is not for another couple weeks, but this is the game that kind of worked out the best. You know, my brother's in town, everybody's there to see you. I think just energy-wise all weekend, you're kind of excited and happy that everyone's there. And then once the game finally gets going, I'm not going to lie, you're not thinking about that too much because you got other things going on. But I do think the impact has already been made, and you're already energized and excited to play a game.
It was cool. It was cool to see. All right, first half, arguably Jalen Hurts' finest in the NFL. Was his demeanor any different? Take us inside the huddle in the first half when he was just lighting it up every time you had the ball.
Yeah, I mean, his demeanor doesn't really change. He is who he is. He's always locked in. He's always this confident, cool, you know, collected individual. That's kind of who he's been even since his rookie year, coming in, stepping in Green Bay. It's just, I think, what his personality is. But, I mean, he was so dialed in. It felt like, you know, there wasn't anything that we couldn't do, especially early on in that game. I mean, everything he was executing on, making the right decision on, making a good throw. I mean, he's throwing some tight window balls out there. I mean, it was a really, really another great performance for Jalen. And, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we've seen this progression all through training camp. We've seen it all through the preseason. And now we're seeing it real time in live games that count.
How different is he from Wentz on the field as a leader?
You know, everybody's got different ways of leading or different personalities. I think I think Jalen is a very the word I'm looking for. Jalen has like a very almost like a stoicism to him and calm confidence that I think really lends itself to making everybody feel comfortable in the huddle and feel comfortable with the offense. I think he does a phenomenal job of keeping locked in himself and to keeping everything going in a way that guys are moving. And, you know, I think that's just kind of who he is as a person. It's part of his personality. It's the way he answers questions in a press conference. That guy doesn't really ever get rattled. I think it's a really, really good trait to have as a quarterback. And that's one thing. You know, Carson has a lot of things that he does really, really well and does better than anybody else I've played with. I mean, Carson was an incredibly smart, incredibly dynamic player. You know, he was a guy that was very, very vocal, trying to make changes, adjustments, things like that. And, you know, I think they both are great leaders. They lead in their own unique ways. You know, Nick Foles was different. You know, every guy is going to be slightly different. One of the things I love about Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni does the same thing is we really just try to embrace, and Doug Peterson did this as well, we really try to embrace guys for who they are and what lends themselves to being exceptionally unique and great players. And, you know, I don't think that there's traits that are necessarily that much better than any other one. I think when you have a team of guys, they all feed off of each other. They all embrace who they are as individuals and are excited to play for one another. Those end up being the best teams, and that's what leadership is. Leadership is just, you know, to me, allowing the guys next to you to embrace who they are and to go out there and support them to play the best that they can play.
Jason, you said a lot of kind things this week about Carson. Brandon Graham, who is as nice a guy as you'll ever meet in your life, said that there are some players in the locker room who had this date circled, Eagle players that would like to face and win against Wentz. Do you think that's true? And if so, is that because there's still a little residual bitterness over the way it ended here?
I can't speak to the residual bitterness. I don't feel that. I think whenever you're playing a former player, on both sides, you're going to have more emotions involved in the game. And Carson wasn't just a former player. You know, this is a guy that, you know, was an MVP caliber player, was a, you know, a big part of us winning a Super Bowl in 2018, or 17 season. And, you know, there's going to be emotions here. I'm sure Carson is going to be fired up, and it means a little bit more to him. You know, this is just the way it goes when you're playing a guy that you've played for a long time and you know that much. You know, I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't know, can't speak for everybody else. And, I think, yeah.
Good answer. Jason Kelce, again, congratulations on baby number 3 and good luck with Underdog PHL, and keep us updated on that, because that sounds like a tremendous cause, and the product is fantastic. So thank you as always, Jason. We'll talk next week.
All right, Angelo. Thanks for having me.
Jason Kelce, what's fast? I mean, I've been interviewing people for a long time. And Jonesy and I were looking at each other during some rather long pauses.
Trying to pick the right word.
Yeah, he was really, and stoic was a great word to discuss what happens with Hurts, right? But there's parts here, he just doesn't want, there were things about Wentz that got on his nerves too. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, but
maybe it's just me, but that's what I heard.
But Jason's so calculating. He knows he's playing Wentz this weekend.
There's
nothing he wants to
Don't feed the future.
100%.
Yeah. But no, it was a great way he handled it. But
he's
the pauses were maybe the most revealing part, because he didn't want to say, well, this guy here seems more comfortable on the field than the other guy. Yeah. But that's what I was feeling.
Well, he answered about Hurts first, and that's all he needed to know.
He never really got to Wentz.
Then he just worked his way around.
That's right.
215, but I loved it.
Yeah, excellent.
These are revealing moments in our lives. And that's why when Dr. Fish said you can't tell from what people say, I do a lot with what people say.
Those were tough questions.
What they don't say.
Thank you.
Very tough questions. But that was well done.
You got to admit, I said them in a very cordial way.
And he handled them well, as always.
Thank you. 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. It's 8:24. I need a quick time out here for a second because we got this contest going, and it's four prizes, a Hurts jersey, an Eagles bundle filled with, they got a Vet Stadium shirt
Shy
in there.
Shy Vintage Sports
hat,
stuff. Yep.
Tote bag. It's awesome. It's Shy Vintage. I get a $50 Visa gift card. Everybody could use 50 bucks. Pair of tickets to see the Phillies and the Braves on Friday night in a massive, massive game. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. All that's available to you. And all you got to do is name somebody we hate more than Carson Wentz. There's a lot of people. On my email, Al, I've got five people naming the person I thought would win.
Okay.
And nobody has called in with it.
Well,
so I'm going to actually name them. Charlie, Jim, Mike, Dave, and Roger. Call in with that name, please. Hmm. Now give us the names we have so far, Al.
So far, you have Orlando Scandrick, Jerry Jones, Jake the Snake Arrieta, Andrew Bynum, and Odubel Herrera, and Ben Simmons.
Come on. They don't have to be sports figures. Who do we hate? Ava Graham?
Yes.
You are the judge today of that, by the way.
I am,
and
yeah.
We are now, again, because of email, we are changing the question to one that was provided to me by one of my emailers. Mm-hmm. First, here is the final read on our first question.
And it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Which former Philadelphia player deserves a bigger boo when he returns here? 93% Ben Simmons over Carson Wentz.
That's mind-boggling. All right, but now please channel your hatred for Wentz. He's also horrible. All right, number two, Ava. Who do you got?
What would you prefer for the Eagles? Beat Wentz in D.C.? Beat Cowboys week 6?
Oh,
Rhea Hughes.
Cowboys.
She didn't need a second. No, not one second.
No.
Al.
Cowboys.
Jonesy.
Beat Wentz.
I got Wentz. It's hung to you, Ava. 2-2 to you. Ginger Jesus or the evil star?
Both.
No, that's not allowed.
That's sitting on the fence.
Listen to her. She's on the fence. You're right. She's on the fence. We are, Al, we have never been more hung. 2-2 and an abstention.
Cowboys.
All right. Before I go back, I just want to share this stat because this stat. I'm just going to be honest. I'm starting to get nervous about Sunday.
You should be.
Joe Wechter's telling me, it's not on prime time. Maybe Slay won't be quite as, it's a different feel. They want him. They played their best in front of the big lights on the big stage. Right? And now what makes me nervous is Jonathan Gannon found a way to take out maybe the best receiver in football.
Mm-hmm.
6 times Slay was head up on Jefferson when they threw the ball. These numbers are beyond mind-boggling. 6 times to Jefferson, who never misses anything.
Right.
1 for 6. He caught one ball while Slay was on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Meanwhile, Slay caught 2 balls.
That's amazing.
And could have had 3.
Yeah, he could have.
So they threw the ball 6 times. Slay 2, Jefferson 1. Yeah, McLaurin has killed the Eagles for years. Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan. Just do the same thing, damn it.
Hey, Jonathan.
Al, if he doesn't do that, and I know, we are all going to go nuts on Monday.
Yeah.
You know how to stop the elite receivers. Do it.
And you know who's going to tell him?
Slay.
I just
Thank
did.
Thank you, Al.
I just did.
Al's right. Slay
will tell him?
Slay got NFC Defensive Player of the Week?
Look at the numbers.
You don't think he wants to get that again?
I would like to think so. And let me just say this. With Bradberry on the other side, you are not exposing anything. He is just do what you did against all the great receivers. I'm not going to say it'll always be that good, but it'll be a hell of a lot better than what it was last year.
I don't have a scheme.
You better have
they
a scheme.
They had some good pass rushing going on, too.
Yes, it was.
They need
it was,
that against
it was
Wentz,
all better. It was all better. More blitzing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's blitz him.
He's right.
I have to tell you, I can never stop listening to him.
He is an interesting man.
Okay.
Matt's on the line. Matt, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. Hey, Alan Reed are doing a great job on Wednesdays. If you wouldn't be retiring, I'd say you should be scared for your job.
All right. I am not at all scared for my job, and I would love to see either one of them take over because they are tried and true professionals in the radio business.
Yeah, I'm taking Wednesdays off.
Yeah.
I listened. You did.
Are you surprised that Al's stepping up on Ask Wednesday?
I don't know. All I know is this. When I called in yesterday, Al was in complete control.
Yeah.
That's what I said. In fact, I didn't even know Ross Tucker was here.
Did you drop the call, too, Inge? Did you call in and drop?
I don't know. Did I drop?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you're yelling to get on the air, and then as soon as they want to put you on the air,
you're... Oh, that's right. I did drop.
Yeah, he forgets
In the moment, Matt, I kind of choked a little.
Kills us all if we call.
I did choke. Anyway, Matt, what do you want to say about Sunday and Wentz?
Yeah, and I'm just having fun. You're great. You know, you're kind of irreplaceable. But anyway, I was telling Joe, I think the reason I don't have a huge problem with him, but, you know, when I think why so many people don't like him is when he was so quiet during that, you know, long span where he just didn't say a thing. And he was such a huge piece of the organization over that time. I mean, he was supposed to be the franchise quarterback and, you know, he wasn't saying anything. People were confused. And what kind of finished it for me was what happened in Indy. I mean, even, you know, people might forget, but Frank Wright straight out said that, you know, I gave him a chance. And I feel like if Frank Wright doesn't believe him, then there's something there. I don't, you know,
100%.
He just doesn't have his teammates' respect.
Matt, that's the whole thing, that he begged out to be with Wright because that was best case scenario
and
for him.
You have no doubt that he was calling Frank and saying,
and
get me out of here.
Oh, without a doubt.
Frank stuck his neck out for him.
But here's the problem. He did play well until it mattered most.
Exactly.
And then he went south. They couldn't beat Jacksonville. Mm. And that's what ended this. That's where he lost an entire city and the organization. And Matt, he's going to do the same thing in Washington. You know he is. If they actually got good, he would do the same thing he did in Indy last year because that's the way he performed. The higher the pressure, the more he can't handle it.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, it had to be more than that Jacksonville game because, you know, I don't think you get rid of a player if he's playing good all year just because of that one game.
Let me explain it to you.
The owner couldn't stand
it. I'll explain it to you. He lost the owner before the first game when he wouldn't get the vaccine.
Oh, God, he couldn't stand
him. You understand that? The owner comes out right after that, and from that time on, there wasn't one thing Jim Irsay said about him that was positive. He knew right then and there, this guy is not placing the team ahead of himself and his own agenda. And he didn't, Matt, that was the first step. Jacksonville was the last step. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think it was his teammates more than anything, but I don't
know. Give me who you hate more than Wentz.
So I think Wentz is still, you know, a good family guy and everything, but one guy that just creeps me out, and the way he responded to that reporter when he was around, Pete Rose.
Who?
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. That was awful. Ladies and gentlemen, I will remind you one more time, I am not the judge.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be sports. Mm-hmm. There are people in other walks of life, Al, who are hateful.
Yeah.
Or hateable. And please, offer some hatred for them as well. We are only here till 10.
Spread it around.
John
spread
is on the line, and John loves. John, did you enjoy the Phils last night?
Yes, sir. That walk-off win was awesome.
All right. Can you explain something? We are confused about what the walk-off happened. because the Phillies bunted the runner to third and the infield was drawn in. Why did they not do this more often?
I don't know, but like, all I'm saying is since Rob Thompson took the lane, the Phillies find a way. They always find a way, whether it's someone off the bench or someone in the bottom of the lineup, like Beerling or Guthrie. It's just magical what these Phillies are doing right now.
Unless they play Atlanta or another
hold
good
on.
Team.
It's, man, Matt, they were, how many did they lose?
Five.
They had lost five
they
in
were,
a row.
They were staring down at lose 8 out
yeah.
of 10.
Oh, they yeah. were they were really in trouble there, but that was a massive win for them, John, and hopefully it'll lead to others. And I got a proposal here. Let me just throw this out. Al, you got a 10,000 extra people because of the hot dog.
Oh, yes.
Hey, guess what? All weekend, dollar hot dogs.
Yes.
Why not? Al.
Oh, they got it. There might be their last home game.
They gotta
All right, 8:41. Everybody, hold your places. We got a story here.
Woo-hoo.
All right. As we do, I had heard this coming out. They played us a little blip beforehand. The podcast now with J.J. Redick and Ben Simmons has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Ben Simmons took down everyone. including Al, his own teammates. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. J.J. Redick helped him.
Oh, my God. He egged him on.
Let me set the scene. I'm going to let you hear what Ben said on this podcast. Because if he wasn't getting booed before this, oh, my God, he's going to get it now. So Ben Simmons in Game 7 against the Hawks, who they should have taken out 4 or 5
easily,
games.
Yes.
He's under the basket with the ball, and a dunk ties the game. And he's afraid they're going to foul him, so he passes it out, and they blow the game.
Yes.
And he is persona non grata, never plays again. Hasn't played a game since that.
Incredible.
Now, last year, he wouldn't play here. You go, well, maybe he hates the people. He hates everybody. Listen to him as he explains his emotions after Game 7 that they blew to Atlanta, and J.J. Redick helping him along. Listen to that.
After that series, I'm getting it's like from the people that you're supposed to have the support from or that, you know, that comfort from. And I wasn't getting that either. So it was just a lot. It was a toll on me. And then mentally, it killed me. I was like, no energy for anything. Like I was in a dark place. And I think that was tough for me, just knowing like I didn't really have that support either from teammates or whatever it was at that
time. No, call it like it is. Let's call it like it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know that I love Joel and you know that I love Doc, but like they essentially threw you under the bus after Game 7. Like that's indisputable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jonesy? Indisputable.
Jonesy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's the one that didn't shoot the ball.
So
he caused the whole problem and then he wanted people to support him when he ruined the season.
Yeah. Players will support other players if they do things the right way. If you don't, they're not going to be there for you. That's what professional sports are. You're paid to do the right thing at the right time, and he didn't make the right play at the right time because he was afraid to.
Al,
that's
all your thoughts. Al.
Well, it's exactly what we thought. He couldn't deal with the criticism after the game, which is why the coach maybe, if you know a guy's like that, I don't know why you're going there.
It was a moment of honesty.
I understand
it. He took it back immediately.
But, I mean, you probably should go to the management ownership and say, get rid of this guy. We can't deal with him.
Which happens.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
But let's remind people what the coach said that was so horrific. Somebody asked the coach.
It was David Murphy. I remember.
Can you win a championship with Ben Simmons at point guard? Yeah. And he said, I don't know.
Right.
He didn't say no.
This is right after calling him a treasure for
after a year of covering
exactly.
his ass.
Right. Exactly.
But a moment of honesty, and then Ben loses his mind.
Exactly.
Well, then that's a guy who's not mentally tough.
Exactly.
The real
he's a wuss.
The real moment of honesty comes when they got back into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that we weren't there. We're not privy to see. But the fact that sounds like they just walked away from him.
Right.
Like there was nobody there to support him, which happens.
His behavior didn't support it. I will suggest, though, that J.J. Redick and Joel Embiid are probably not friends anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure of that. No, I'm pretty sure. I know. Redick was now
he
Redick
started,
had left the previous year.
Redick was there,
but he knew the chemistry, knew the culture of it.
Yeah.
No, this is. You know what? I need a moment to thank the voters in our first question of the day because you were right and I was wrong. Simmons deserves much more of a boo than Wentz.
Yes.
I hate them both. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I would boo my myself hoarse for either one. But this Simmons, Al, even now, you realize this is the first time he's talked since then?
Yeah.
Over a year of hiding out. And then he comes back and he says, well, they didn't support me, so I became mentally ill.
Which is being
exactly.
But that's what he said.
Yeah, he said I couldn't handle it.
That's what he said. I couldn't handle the lack of their support.
He was saying he could take it from the fans.
Yeah.
But the fact that nobody on the team or associated with the team supported them, that's what put him into a dark place.
He didn't shoot the ball.
Yeah, we know.
He ruined their season.
We all know.
They're supposed to cover for him when he took a year of their careers and flushed it down the toilet.
But this is the changing climate that we're living in right now. Now this becomes actually it's an amazing story.
This
is what's happening.
What's
happening everywhere now.
Wow.
It is.
Oh, I'm glad we got this in. We obviously everybody here at WIP will be following this story because there's more stuff coming out that I believe are equally stupid. And you will hear it as soon as we got it. Because when it comes to WIP and somebody says something stupid, it's on the air. Thank you.
Oh yeah,
Tom is up from Sea Isle. Hi, Tom.
Well, you're on.
This
how
show
doing,
is
Angel?
A model of that. Tommy, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Angel. I'm a little bit upset about that game that was just played.
All right. Which game are you upset about, Tommy? Oh, what you just heard from Simmons?
No, the Viking game. I was a little upset that the Eagles took the foot off the gas pedal in that second half.
Tom, they played to the score. They played exactly to the score, and they killed the clock.
Yeah.
They didn't allow any points. Tom, they won 24-7. They covered anybody. You're not happy? They went 44-7?
Except the over.
Angela, there was two plays that determined that game. The guy dropped a touchdown pass, and if the kicker didn't tackle that guy after the blocked punt,
Sippas' play
21.
Has not gotten enough love.
No, it hasn't. The Sippas' play has been underreported this week. I acknowledge that.
Guy saved a touchdown.
Tom, the fact is that Jonesy just said it. The game would have played differently if those things did happen.
Yeah, I believe it would have.
So I don't know if you want to say took the foot off the gas. They played a different style because they had a big lead. I don't have a problem with that. They looked so good in the first half. You know what it was, Tom? Here's where I think you're right. It was so much fun to see them go up and down that field. And that hurts throwing the ball brilliantly back time after time. Mm-hmm. You didn't want that to end. I didn't either. But I just wanted to win. We won. It's all that matters.
That's another guy they don't use enough. It's Quez Watkins.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's just a burner, man. I don't think anybody can guard him one-on-one.
Well, they sure
they
didn't.
At the line,
they sure didn't on that play. Oh, and there was no one within 10 yards of Quez.
No.
It was great. Well, Tommy, who do you hate more than Wentz?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Neil's up from the Northeast, and out for once, he's talking Phillies. Hi, Neil.
Yeah, finally they got the win thanks to Wehrling and thanks to Zach Wheeler actually looking fairly decent in the four innings he picked.
No, Neil.
He got up like about 98 or so.
Yeah, 99.
You know how they won the game? They bunted in the 10th inning. They bunt. Joe, play number 13 back there. This is how simple it is, Neil. Just listen to how you win a game when you got the fake runner. Listen.
1-1. And he pushes it towards third. Chapman, a backhand pick. Throw to first in time. Well, the Gold Glover does his job. Stott was among a trio of Phillies out yesterday early practicing their bunts.
That's comforting. It's comforting, Al, that 8 months into the season, counting spring training, they were finally practicing what wins games. Neil, they got to bring the infield in. It gives the hitter a much better chance to knock in the winning run.
Well, also, it makes a difference with the phantom or zombie runner on second base.
Yeah, that's what I said. The fake runner, he didn't earn his way out, but now that you got him there, get him to throw with one out. They draw the infield in. You got a great chance to win. Why don't they always do that?
They should do it more. They've been stealing bases at a pretty good clip, but they got to play small ball more, especially when the offense is slumping a little bit.
I got you. Give me right now, Neil, your views on who you hate more than Carson Wentz.
Well, with Wentz, He creates turnovers. So put Slay on McLaren and have Wentz commit a couple turnovers and he'll get an easy win, hopefully, the Eagle.
Now, again, I will ask you, who do you hate more than Wentz?
Matt Klintak.
Wow.
That's
he ruined that team right. for a long time.
Rhea, how many times do I have to say it doesn't have to be sports? Before
okay,
that?
You
could argue Klintak wasn't.
Yes.
All right.
He really was.
Anyway, hold on. If people are missing it, Butch from Antioch is planning a major, major trip with 10 buses to D.C. Now, we have also heard that Eagle Shirley is attending with 18 women as part of her class on football.
Nice. Yes.
And they all plan to boo. Let's get more information right now with Butch from Antioch. Hi, Butch. Butch, are you there?
Yes, I am, Angelo.
All right, Butch. Is this the real Butch? Oh, no, this is the real. Hold on a minute.
What the hell?
All right, this is never. Hold on a minute. This has never happened to me. Hold on a second. Put him on. Let me get the other Butch. Butch, are you there?
Yes, I am, Angelo. Me and.
All right, hold on. I have not worked long enough to know how to do
this. Oh, my God.
So, Al, I thought I was going to.
You thought we couldn't be stupid enough.
No. I thought I was going to the fake Butch, and it was. The real Butch. Yeah. All right, what do I do here? Which one do I go to?
Support the real Butch.
Go to the real Butch.
I'm
going to
go with the real Butch first. Hi, real Butch. I'm sorry. We had a fake Butch ready, too.
Yeah, I know, Angelo. Angelo, I just got my final itinerary.
All right.
And I told you a lie.
Well, tell me what the itinerary is for Sunday.
Okay, listen to this real quick. We're excited for our trip coming up Sunday with over 1,000 fans.
Whoa!
The itinerary is for the 15 buses.
Whoa!
Parking lot. 15 buses.
Oh, my God. You got 15 buses and over 1,000 people go to D.C. to boo Wentz?
That's what we got, Angelo.
Oh, my God. All right, let me put you on hold for a second. I got the fake Butch here. Hold on, let me see what he's got. Fake Butch, did you know the real Butch had 1,500, whatever he said?
15 buses.
15
with
buses.
With 1,000 people.
What do you got, Butch?
It's 16 buses, Angelo, and Eagle Shirley's only got 18 women in class action. So we got them beat for now.
All right.
But check this. I feel a little bad because with this Ben Simmons news, I got all my hatred prepared for Carson Wentz. I wish I could shift it over to Ben Simmons, but I'm going to stick with my Wentz hatred.
All right, but you had told us that you were going to sing a Jingle Bells reboot. With the bad words, are you going to do a lot of these holiday tunes on the buses?
I'm a Christmas specialist, Angelo. Plus, I had them written for the last time in the Pandemo in 2020, and they're still good.
All right, give me. Are you going to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Certainly.
Let me hear it.
Carson the red-headed trainer. He ain't as nice as he seems to be. Unless we kiss his backside. He'll take the field with zero glee. See, I had that one crossed out, but you had special requests on it. I thought you wanted religious songs, like something really nice.
Like what? Give me an example. How about First Noel?
That's perfect. This is for you, Carson. Go to hell, go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. Your number 11 jersey I couldn't resell.
Let me put you on hold for a second. Go to real Butch for a second. Butch, do you like that song? Will you do that song on the bus?
Yeah, that was great, Angelo. He gave me an idea. Now, check this out. You gave out a jersey earlier, and it was neat because he gave it to a guy to collect them.
Right.
But, damn, you know what I'd do if I had that jersey, Ange?
What?
I would take that jersey down that parking lot at Washington, or Jetro parking lot, 6 o'clock in the morning before we leave, put lighter fluid on it, and burn it. And right underneath Wentz sucks. Now, if I did that, would you say I was firing up Carson Wentz?
Well, yeah, but no, it was autographed. You would be burning off Wentz's autograph.
So what?
All right, listen, give me 3 or 4 lines of your Jingle Bells Wentz song.
Okay, it's only about 2 verses, so I'm going to give it to you right now because it's all over the
Hurry
place.
Hurry up.
Anyway,
I'm running out of time here. Hurry up.
Jingle bells, Carson Wentz can't play. Jalen Hurts took his job just the other day. Hey, jingle bells, don't blame it on the line. Because when Carson Wentz drops back to pass, he takes too much damn time.
All right, but let me go back to the fake Butch for a second. Fake Butch, do you have a better one than that?
riding down the D.C. to Blue Carson West. I haggled a bus fare down to 50 cents. We're from Minnehook, me and my boys. We're going to do the nation's capital and make some noise. Ho, 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 another bad row. Ho, ho, hum, he's nothing but a bum. His head is red and his head's so thick. He never outgrew the shadow of Big Stick Nick. Bingo.
Thank you, Butch. Bingo. Thank you so much. By the way, Joe Cocklin, Al, will be at the Kensington Pub Tioga Street on October 13th. For tickets, go to joecocklin.com. Let me go back to the real Butch. Butch, you want that song for the buses?
Yeah, but I wrote another one real quick when I'll give you the first
Yeah, let's hear it.
Real quick. I'm running late. What do you got?
Drummer Boy. Oh. Here we go. Oh. He called himself a Christian. Bum, 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 bum. But did he expect us not to boo him when he took a sack? And then the competition came his way. Oh, his head went up his ass and he couldn't play.
You can't say up his rear end with a Christmas song.
No,
is there any more, that's inappropriate.
Is there any more seats left for that bus? This sounds like a lot of fun.
215. That, by the way, that has never happened before.
You just can't 215. Do that.
I don't know
the
how to
deal with
it.
The real Butch was better than the fake one, though. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a disaster.
When we return, Ricky Ricardo. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.